ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धावाङ्गदलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदचित्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the 35th sloka of Saundarya Lahari. So in the previous sloka, Shankara spoke about Shesha Sheshi Bhavam and implied that the entire world is Devi alone. In this sloka, he makes it more clear. So he clearly or explicitly mentions that the entire world is Devi's, one of Devi's form, and that there is nothing apart from the Devi. So this is the same truth that Shankara himself has mentioned in many other works, as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. So the Brahman alone is real, the world is only an illusion, and the Jiva are the individual beings who are of the nature of Chit, nature of consciousness, nature of bliss, nature of Sachidanandam. That is Brahman alone. अहमस्मि सदा भामि कदाचित् नाहम् अप्रियः ब्रह्मैवाहमतः सिद्धं सच्चिदानन्द लक्षणम्। अद्वैत मकरन्द, इन् वन् आफ् द वेदान्तिक् वर्क् काल्ड् टैटल्ड् अद्वैत मकरन्द रिटन् बै लक्ष्मीधर, सो ही सेस् देयर् अहम् अस्मि ऐ एक्सिस्ट्, अहम् अस्मि ऐ आल्वेस् एक्सिस्ट्, सदा भामि ऐ आल्वेस् शैन्, so I am always present, I always shine, bhami chit. Kadachit na aham apriyaha, aham kadachit na apriyaha, aham I am apriyaha, unliked or disliked, kadachit na, not even for a single moment. So I am never disliked, I am always liked, that means I am of the nature of anandam. That which has Anandam alone will be sought. So we seek ourselves, like we seek ourselves beyond or above everything in the world, because I am of the nature of Anandam. Brahmaivaham atah siddham, ataha brahmaivaham siddham, siddham ataha siddham, thus is proved. What is proved? Brahmaivaham, I am Brahman. Sachidananda lakshanam, of the nature of Sachidanandam. Brahman is termed as Sachidanandam, Sachidananda Rupaya Vishwotpatyadi Hetave Tapatraya Vinashaya Sri Krishnaya Vayam Namaha. So Sachidanandam, Brahman's nature is Sachidanandam. So if I am also of the nature of Sachidanandam, there cannot be two Sat, there cannot be two Chit. Therefore, I am Brahman. My nature is Sachidanandam, therefore I am Brahman. That's what the author says there. So the entire world is filled with one entity alone, which is of the nature of Chit, Sat and Anandam, or Sat, Chit and Anandam, both go together. We cannot split Sachidanandam. It is like the Vastu of Brahman, whose nature is Sat, Chit and Anandam, that cannot be split. So we cannot... We cannot say Sat is there and Chit and Anandam are not there. Chit is there and Sat and Anandam are not there. Both, all three have to go together. All three are to be found in the same entity. Therefore, I am Brahman of the nature of Sachidanandam. So whatever we see, whatever we perceive, whatever we think as existing in the world, everything is Brahman. So whatever we see, that is Brahman. And with respect to the world, there is this small differentiation in the world. So whatever we find in the entire world, we can find in one single body as well. So even as science says, the entire world is filled up, like it's we can consider it as a macrocosm, and the microcosm would be small molecules, molecular particles with energy. So that is a microcosm. cosmic, so microcosm and macrocosm. So it's called Brahmandam and Pindandam. Brahmandam means the entire world, big world, multitude, an individual. When it comes to an individual, it is called Pindandam, small one. So whatever is there in the world, we can find in ourselves. So that's where the Tantra system, the Shakta system says that, sorry, the body has shat chakras. the body is made up of shat chakras. Mahim mulathare kamepi manipure hutavaham sitam swadishtane radhi marudam akasham upari manu api bhrumadhye sakalam abhibitva kulapatam sahasrare patme saharahasi patya viharase. This is what Shankara himself says in the 9th shloka of Sundar Lahiri. So the body consists of our internal body consists of shat chakras, 6 chakras, and those 6 chakras represent the 5 elements of the world, primary elements of the world, which is akasham, vayu, agni, jalam and bhumi, and then the 6th element, which is the mind or the intellect, the antakarna, we can say a part of antakarna or the mind intellect, that which gets the reflection of the Atman there and thereby seems or appears to be sentient. So that, like, if mind is there in an individual, but how can we compare it to the mind of the world? What is the mind of Brahmandam? So the mind of Brahmandam, the intellect of Brahmandam, that is called Brahma. Now the creator Brahma, he has different names, Mukhya Pranan, Vishwamanas. So Vishwamanas means his macrocosm of all individual minds. So it's the totality, the mind totality, that's called Brahma. So Brahma or Hiranyagarbha, he is the person who is the totality. So for the entire world, whatever we see, the Panchabhutas and the person, the intellectual person behind it, that is Brahma. So here Shankara says that everything, so whatever we find in our body, in Pindandam, in Brahmandam, everything is Devi alone. So though we say this Mooladharam, the Adharam of Mooladharam, that has the Tattvam, Prithivi Tattvam associated with it, but still everything is Brahman. Whatever we see is Brahman only. And Devi herself has become everything. That is what Shankara says. Oh, if everything is Devi, how can Devi become Brahman? So there is no becoming as well. Prapancho yadi vidyeta nivarteta na samshayaha maya matram idam dvaitam advaitam paramartatah. So Gaudapada Acharya says that prapancho yadi vidyeta, if you think the world exists, nivarteta, it will vanish. Na samshayaha, there needs to be no doubt regarding it, that the world will definitely vanish if you see it. But it doesn't really exist at all. Maya matram idam sar, idam dvaitam. The dvaitam that we see, dvaitam, is maya matram. Advaitam paramartatah. Advaitam alone is paramartam. Paramartikam. So that's what Shankara himself says. So what it means is that for a person in ajnanam, he sees the world. So the world is seen by an ajnani because of his ajnanam, but the world doesn't really exist. And if for a person who sees ajnanam, you have to say there is no ajnanam. Everything is Devi. You have to remove it. For a person who doesn't see duality, you don't need to remove duality because he doesn't see it. A person who doesn't see water and desert, you cannot go to him and tell, remove the water. See the water as desert, because he doesn't see any water there. But for a person who sees water, you have to explain to him that the water you see is desert alone. Similarly, for people in ajnanam, for sadhakas like us, we see duality, we think duality to be real, therefore we have to assert, we have to go on asserting that the entire world is Brahman, entire world is Devi. Devi is the power behind the entire world. Devi is Parashakti, she is the supreme power. Supreme power means Parabrahman, she is Brahman. And she herself becomes the entire world. So that the world is also Devi, and Devi is beyond the world as well. So Devi is like Nirguna Brahman. Devi is as well as the entire world. The world that we see is also Devi. But ultimately, really speaking, she is beyond this. And her nature, what is her nature? So if she is both Nirguna Brahman and Sagunam, then what is her real nature? Her real nature is Sachidanandam. Her real nature always is Sachidanandam. Oh, if Sachidanandam is her nature, then can I get Sachidanandam out of the world? Yes, because there is only Sachidanandam in the world. Whatever we see is Brahman. The moment we see objects as Brahman, accept them as Brahman, then we will be able to get Anandam out of them. Whatever we see, we will feel Anandam. So that means everything is Sachidanandam. It just requires us to use an internal mind. That's why it's called Antarmukha Swabhava, Bahirmukha Sudhurlabha. Person who tries to find Devi in the external world, in the Namarupam, he'll not be able to find. He has to Antarmukha Swabhavam. He has to go inside himself as well as inside all beings. He has to split apart the Namarupam, that is Antarmukham. So Antarmukham directly means going inside, going into our own self. But the moment we go into our own self, we have to go through the Namarupam, go beyond the Namarupam of the world as well. When we do that, then we will realize that Devi, or everything that we see, is Devi of the nature of Sachidanandam. So that is what Shankara briefly mentions in this particular shloka. Thereby he also refers or quotes each of the Shadadharam or Shat Chakram. This particular shloka is set in the raga called Saranga. It's called Sarang in Hindustani, but here in Carnatic, Saranga. That's the name of the raga. So the shloka goes like, Manastvam Vyomastvam Marudasi Marutsaratirasi Tvamapastvam Bhumim Tvai Parinatayam Nahi Param Tvameva Swatmanam Parinamaitum Vishvapusha Chidanandakaram Shivayuvati Bhavena Bibhrishe. I may have sung it a little bit wrong in few places. So one of the most popular film song in Sarang Raga is Malarkale, Malarkale, Idu Enna Kanava, Malikale, Malikale, Idu Enna Ninaiva, Perugiye Minivannam. So that's a very popular song in one of the film called Love Birds, music by A.R. Rahman. So that's a very popular song in Saranga. So there is a set of raga itself in Sarang group in Hindustani, like Brindavani Sarang and other Sarangs. So Sarang is supposed to be a beautiful raga with Pratimadhyamam. The Madhyamam that is used is the upper ma is used, but the lower ma is also used. So both are used. So that is the, so that gives a different, rather than using one madhyamam, when both the madhyamam are used in a way, then it gives a kind of beauty to the raga. So the meaning of the shloka goes like manahatvam. So manastvam, manahatvam, tvam manaha, you are manas. Manas here means Manotattvam or Ajna Chakram. Ajna Chakram, which denotes the mind or the intellect that you are. Tvam Marut Asi. Asi. Asi are Tvam. You Marut. So, Marut. Okay, before that I missed one. Sorry. Manas Tvam Vyomahatvam. So, Vyomastvam. I don't know whether Vyomastvam or Vyomatvam. I see Vyomatvam, so there is no Aha there, so there is no Vyomastvam. So Manastvam Vyomatvam. So Vyoma, Vyoma means Akasham. So Vishuddhi Chakra denoting Akasham, that is also you. Marudasi, we can add Tvam there. Swatvam Marudasi. So Marud means Vayu. So Vayu in Anahatam, Anahata Chakram, that you are. Marut Sarati. So Marut Sarati. So Marut Sarati means Agni. So Agni in Swadhisthanam. Agni Tattvam in Swadhisthana Chakram. That also you are. Tvam Apaha. Tvam Apaha. You are Apaha. Apaha means Jalam. And Tvam Bhumihi. You are Bhumi. You are Apaha is in Manipurakam. The Tattvam called the Chakram called Manipurakam. And Prithvi is in the chakram called Mooladharam. So that's also you. You are that. And Tvai Parinatayam. Tvai Parinatayam. So Parinatayam. Parinata. Parinatam means like change. Or creative change is the meaning. So here it means the world. The created world. You are the world which has been created. Which has been newly created. And param nahi, nahi param. So param nahi, nahi param. Param has different meanings. So one of the meaning of param is higher or supreme. Another meaning is different. So here it is should be different. Matta paradaram nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya. So O Arjuna, matta paradaram. Different from me, there is nothing here. So that's what Krishna says there in that shloka. Parataram means different. Whereas many people interpret it as greater or superior, the other systems of Vedanta. But here param means different. So nahi param, there is nothing different from you. That means everything that is seen is you only. If that is the case, then how come you are nirgunam and you become the world? So tvameva. You alone, Swatmanam, your own form, you yourself, your own form, Parinamayitum, Parinamayitum, you yourself change your own form, Vishwavapusha, in order to become the form or take the form of the world. So you yourself don the form of the world. So it's, and in order to do that, how do you do that? Like how is the transition from Devi, Parashakti to the world? Shiva Yuvati Bhavena, by taking the form of Shiva's Patni, by taking like Parvati's form, by taking Tripura Sundari's form. So the form of Tripura Sundari, who is always associated with Shiva, who takes, who pervades the form, the body of Shiva, that is also unreal because ultimately Devi is formless. So that formless Devi takes the form of Tripura Sundari in order to create the world. So Bibhrishte. Sorry, it's my wrong reading. So it is Bibhrishe. It's not Shte, is not there. So Bibhrishe. So Bibhrishe means like take, or it's one of the it's from one of the dhatu for bibhati, that's a dhatu like, or the verb usage for taking a particular thing. So here it means like Devi has taken the form of the world. In order to take the form of the world, she has taken the role of Shiva's Patni, taken the role of Tripura Sundari If that is the case, if Devi, like Nirguna Brahman, has become Sagunam as Tripura Sundari in order to become herself the entire world, she herself becomes the entire world. If that is the case, then is there any real difference between Sagunam and Nirgunam? No, there cannot be, because Sagunam is only an illusion in Nirgunam. If that is the case, Nirgunam, we know that Nirgunam is of the nature of Sachidanandam. So, thus Sagunam or the world is also of the nature of Sachidanandam? Shankara says yes. Why? Chidananda Akaram, of the nature of Chit and Anandam. So, the Tripura Sundari is of the nature of Chidanandam. If Tripura Sundari is of the nature of Chidanandam, then Tripura Sundari's creation of world also has to be Chidanandam. You are contradicting yourself. Why? Because Krishna says in Gita, Anityam Asukam Lokam. He says. So that means Lokam is Asukam, but here Shankara is contradicting by telling that the world is Chidakaram. So it's from two different perspectives. So from an Ajnani's perspective, the world is unreal. He has to get away from the world. So there Lokam means Namarupam. So lokyate iti lokaha. Lokam is that which is perceived. Lokyate anubhuyat iti lokaha. That which is perceived, that which is experienced is called lokam. So the experience of Arjuna, the experience of a normal sadhaka is namarupam. Whereas this namarupam has been created from Brahman. So it's like telling that if the goldsmith tells you this form, this gold is real. I accept that the gold is real, it will always give you happiness, but don't get attached to the gold ring. If you get attached to the gold ring, you will have to suffer. But he'll also say the gold ring is also gold. So if you know that, you will not be affected. You'll find the gold ring also to be blissful. Give any gold ornament to the goldsmith, he'll be happy. Whereas give a gold chain to a lady rather than a gold ring or some other ornament, then that lady will become sad, because we are attached to the Namarupam. So we have to go beyond the Namarupam. So in Gita, when Krishna says, wherever it is said that the world is sorrowful, it means Namarupam aspect of the world is sorrowful, not the Sachidanandam aspect of the world. The world has Sachidanandam because the world is Sachidanandam. The world is filled with Brahman. And if we see Brahman in the world, if we can see the world as Brahman, then it will give us Sachidanandam. That is the reason why Ramana Maharshi replied when Gandhi's followers asked him as to, can't you help the suffering people? He said, I see the entire world as Brahman. So, drishtim jnanamayim kritva pashyet brahmamayam jagat. Drishtim jnanamayim kritva. If we have the vision of knowledge, the knowledge that everything is Devi, everything is Brahman, then everything will be seen as Brahman. That means everything will be blissful. In such a case, if you see everything as one entity, then is there anything called everything? Is there anything called sarvam? No, there isn't. It's only a figurative way of telling. Since we are in a state where we see duality, the only way to relate this duality or negate this duality and give us an idea of the non-dual, the only way we can do that is by telling that everything is Brahman. The duality that is seen is Brahman. Ultimately, from that perspective, when you start seeing everything as Brahman, you don't see differences. So you don't have everything also to see, because whatever is seen, it becomes Devi. Without our own knowledge, like whatever we see, it's a natural expression, natural feeling of seeing everything as Devi. Everything will be seen as Devi. We cannot see anything else, but we will see only Devi. So that is the vision. So these are normal doubts that may come to our mind. But for a person, Vedanta has answers to all questions, but in some cases we can just ignore questions and just blindly follow. So if we blindly follow words of Amma and Mahatmas, then we will definitely be led to the truth. Other than that, if we try arguing, if we try analyzing, and if we try using a lot of logic and start questioning a lot, it will not lead us anywhere. We'll only end up in trouble. Questions will be there. There'll be n number of questions, because there are n number of things in the world. And since the Atman or Devi is Manovacha Magochara, beyond mind and word, beyond thoughts and words, therefore we cannot apprehend the form of Devi. We cannot apprehend Devi in our mind. The only thing we can do is just try to completely surrender. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa once asked Vivekananda, if there is a bowl of amritam, and you are a fly, how will you drink the amritam? So Vivekananda Narendra, he replied that he will stand at the edge of the bowl and then try licking few amritam. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa laughed and said, it is amritam, so you just have to jump into it. So that's the only thing we can do. We cannot apprehend Brahman from this place. We just have to jump into the ocean of Sachidananda. We are in the ocean of samsaram. We have to realize that this samsara sagaram is nothing but Brahman. Then it changes. Sagaram still remains. The world still remains. All objects remain. Everything is the same, but just our perspective changes. When our perspective changes, we may do anything in the world, but internally, in the mind, in the intellect, we'll always be blissful, because we know that everything is Brahman, everything is converted to Brahman. Whatever is seen, it's internally converted into Brahman, and that is the goal of life. And therefore Shankara is right in saying that the entire world is Chidanandam. So for an initial seeker, we have to know that the Nama Rupam is Mithya. Therefore get away from the Nama Rupam. Once you get away from the Nama Rupam, then you have to pervade the Nama Rupam with Brahman, because that is the reality. So that is what is real, that is what is truth. And once we do that, once we see Devi everywhere, then we'll be able to gain Chidanandam. Because that is the nature of Devi, nature of the world, Chidananda Akaram. Devi takes the form of Tripura Sundari, who is Chidananda Rupam, Swarupam. And that Tripura Sundari becomes the entire world. Therefore, the world has to be Chidanandam, the world has to be blissful. So any moment we try to complain and say, okay, this is not good, that is not good, this is bad, that is bad, and all, we should remember what Shankara says in the 35th shloka, that everything is blissful. The moment we see everything as blissful, there will not be any complaints. Though we may complain externally, we will have to complain. Like if we are in office and say, I'll give you only 50%, I am reducing your pay to 50%, we cannot just hear it and say, oh, I am blissful. We shouldn't do that. So we have to react externally, but internally, anything and everything will be blissful to us. So that's what Shankara says, Nandati, Nandati, Nandati. Such a person will always be blissful. Only bliss. He will be experiencing only bliss, nothing else but bliss. And that is what is to be achieved through this particular shloka and contemplation of Devi as Chidananda Swarupam, as Tripura Sundari, and becoming the Chidananda Swarupa Jagat of the entire world. We'll continue with the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.